as you heard last week here at Mater Dei Radio, we are just back to school. Catholic kids around the area are ready for another great year of learning. But for our Catholic high schools, they're already getting ready to welcome a new group of students next year. That is the case for Seton Catholic College Preparatory High School in Vancouver. They have a great open house coming up, and it's going to be your opportunity to meet their new principal. Dr. Chris Anderson is joining us today to let us know how things are going at Seton Catholic High School. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for being with us on the Morning Blend.
Absolutely. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to our conversation this morning.
I am too, because you know that I have a particular likability for one of your staff members. The good deacon joined the staff there as your campus minister and your junior year theology teacher. He is so impressed with all of these young people, and I'm just really excited to be able to have this conversation with you as well. Seton Catholic High School, it's the only Catholic high school south of Olympia in the state of Washington. So you are really bringing a wide range of people from long distances to the high school. So first, for our listeners, just introduce us to yourself, because, well, this is your first year at Seton Catholic as the principal.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Again, I'm excited to be joining you this morning. And just to share a little bit about me, I am a product of Catholic school myself. I was fortunate enough to attend St. Maria Goretti Parish School in Long Beach, California from grade 1st through 8th. And then I went on to St. John Bosco High School for high school. And other than my bachelor's degree from the University of Idaho, my master's and doctorate degree are both from Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. So I am steeped in Catholic education. The entirety of my career has been in Catholic ed, whether it be a classroom teacher, a coach, a moderator, a dean, a vice principal, and now a principal. I am passionate about Catholic schools, about student-centered learning, about creating opportunities where students can explore their faith journey and ultimately come together in a space to celebrate their faith, their learning, their co-curriculars together.
Chris, class has only been back in session for just really few weeks. In your time there at Seton Catholic, how have you seen our Catholic faith lived in the halls, in the classrooms, in even athletic and after school or extracurricular programs? How has our Catholic faith lived out and kind of seamlessly moving in and out through all of their subjects?
No, that's a great question. And so, yes, we celebrate Mass weekly together as a community. We have chapel together daily in morning where we come together and pray. But also students, we have students that are doing incredible work with service in their community. We don't have the numbers, obviously, for the 25-26 school year because we really just got started. But in the year 2024-2025 school year, we had over 15,000 total hours of service done by our students. In a school that's just under 300, that is beyond impressive of what our students are doing on a daily and weekly basis to not just grow in their faith, but share it with their community, which is one of the things I'm most proud of.
I mean, you think about having the energy that the young people do and then giving that many service hours to help different programs in the area. You talk about how young people can change the world. Well, it sounds like to me the students there at Seton Catholic are definitely changing and working in their own community. If you are just tuning in, Dr. Chris Anderson is joining us today. He is the new principal at Seton Catholic High School in Vancouver. Chris, last year I had a great opportunity to talk with Robert Rusk, and Seton Catholic had made a shift, kind of the first in the area now to do this, and maybe still the only, to switch to a four-day school week. So the students are in class from Tuesday to Friday, and they have Saturday, Sunday, and then a Monday day off to really prep. And talking to your students and experiencing this for the first time as their principal, how are you seeing the students benefiting from a four-day classroom schedule?
Well, you know, there are a lot of benefits for students, for teachers, for families. One of the things is it really gives a consistent schedule for families. Oftentimes in schools, what can happen is, you know, we have a half day here and then a release time at this time. We're able to share with our families this is our schedule, and there will be very few interruptions to that. It gives time for planning as families, time for collaboration as a staff. It allows us to put an emphasis in supporting mental health and well-being for students, creating some type of life balance. You know, it's funny, when I interviewed for this position, I asked the students, you know, tell me about this 4-day work week, because before, becoming principal here, I had never worked at a school that had a 4-day week. And of course, you know, students gave answers you would think that they would give, you know, oh, we get another day off. But there was a young lady who shared with me, you know, I love it because Sundays get to just be Sundays with my family, and we go to church in the morning and we spend the day together, and I don't have to worry about everything that's due for school on Monday. And that was really powerful to me, because the demands that are on teenagers now more than ever are so high. And so for students to be able to have that opportunity to really have life balance, where yes, they are working hard in their academics and any co-curricular activities that they're a part of, but also get to grow in their faith, grow with their family, spend time with their family. So far, it seems like it's been a really great gift for our students, for our teachers, and for the community in general. One thing that we're really proud of, and thinking of a metric, with our first year in the Four Means More School Week, our advanced placement test scores actually went up this year, or the 2024 year, compared to the previous year on the 5-day school week. So not only are we able to demonstrate opportunities for students to find some balance, but even academically, there is a metric that's showing improvement, which is really amazing.
I think that is a great example of why this type of schedule works so well. And I know also for your teachers, they have this extra day every week to get ready. They can meet with students who might need a little assistance or do a little bit of makeup work. It just seems like it's a win-win situation for everybody there at Seton Catholic High School. If you are just tuning in, we're having a great conversation with Dr. Chris Anderson. He is the principal at Seton Catholic High School in Vancouver. Chris, you have got an open house coming up. It is Sunday, October 19th. You are inviting people to just join Seton, learn more about the campus, see what you all have to offer for incoming students. Please just invite our listeners to come who might be looking for this type of Catholic education for their children.
Yes, please. Like it was shared, October 19th. We are having our open house at Seton Catholic, and it's a great opportunity for you and your family to see our campus, see our students, meet our staff, our incredible staff that works so hard to support our students. It's from noon to 4 o'clock on Sunday, October the 19th. If you go to our website, when you sign up, you can pick a time slot. They are on the hour, so 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. That way you can have as personalized a tour as possible, where you'll have a student ambassador sharing our wonderful school with you as you tour the school. So please go to our website, sign up, and come join us on that day.
Oh, well, fantastic. It's just going to be just another great year for all of you. And as you look forward to an incoming class, we invite everyone to join you at that open house. Dr. Anderson, thank you so much for being with us on the Morning Blend. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. God bless.
And again, that is Dr. Chris Anderson, principal at Seton Catholic High School in Vancouver. If you are interested in signing up for a time to visit the open house on a Sunday, October 19th, please go to their webpage. And to make it easier for you, I will include a link that will get you right to their webpage, information about the school and how to register for the open house. And you'll find that link on the podcast of today's interview at materdayradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.